How I write very much depends on my mood and what else is going on in my life. Having a deadline can help. But often I'll do a lot of other distracting work, social media, ensuring the washing is sorted, the house tidy, phone calls made. Everything has to be in its place before I can settle down to write. I spend a lot of time thinking about the project in hand. I can never switch off. If I go on holiday, my writing comes with me, either literally with me, computer comes too, or my ideas travel alongside me, in my head at all times. Research is a very important part of my writing process. This has its advantages and disadvantages. It can send me off into another world, discovering other ideas for new projects. I then have to go back and research my original idea and focus on that. Research is like foraging. You enter a forest looking for one ingredient and end up with several you had no intention of finding. It's one of my favourite parts of writing because I'm constantly surprised and excited by what I find. I must have a cup of tea as soon as I wake up. Breakfast comes later if I'm not running. If I am running, I like to eat before I head out. I'm not a writer who wakes up at 6 and works until 1 and then takes the afternoon off. I wake around 7:30 or 8 and will work for as many hours as I can or as the rest of my life allows. Once I start, I tend to keep going. But starting is the thing. Social media can be a waste of work time if you're not disciplined. Exercise is a huge part of my day and helps with my writing. Often I get my best ideas when I'm running or in the gym or swimming. Being away from my desk in a totally different environment always inspires me. This is something I tell new writers: do not sit at your desk 24/7 waiting for inspiration. Get out, walk, exercise. Don't stare at a blank page or screen or a page with a few words on it. Lift yourself off that chair and move. With each new draft comes a new layer. I write first drafts very quickly. I don't believe in stopping and starting. I like to get through it. And only then, when it's complete, can I have something concrete, something finished to work from. The next draft might look at plot, the one after that, continuity or character, and so on. It's easier than trying to do it all in one draft. This method works well for me. Once I'm satisfied I've written to the best of my ability, I'll read my work out loud to ensure it sings and works. And I never rely on spell check. I've never missed a deadline, and I don't write every day, but I think about it 24/7. The best time of day for me is late afternoon into evening. I like writing with complete silence, wearing noise-reducing headphones or earplugs. They really help me focus. Ultimately, if you want to write, you must be focused.